I think popular medicine means make medicine. They go like this, they have something on their head.
And they just spin around?
Yeah, spin around, yeah.
What kind of medicine were they making?
I don't know. They got the songs, what they sing. And I don't know what's the meaning. That's their songs.
Was that for somebody who was sick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you hear about there being different kinds of medicine men or even women? That some...
Women's too.
Mm-hmm. And were they different? Like some would make trouble or some would be really good? There were some medicine people?
Yeah. Some of them were good. Good hearted. You see, it just comes out like our Lord and the woman's Blessed Virgin. Just comes out like that. Just like the same stories in English and in native.
You heard one of the old stories that was the same one?
Yeah. Yes, that's all I could remember. Well, you asked me questions, so that way I remembered a few things that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever, I know that time Madeline and Eliza Jones, we went to Spokane,
mm-hmm.
and we're reading the father's diaries from here, and they talked about some medicine men like I think was Pitka, who was medicine man? Kriska, was that it? One of them?
Stickman was.
Mm-hmm. Way back. Oh yeah.
Stickman, only Stickman that I know. An old man Harry. An old man. They used to call him Black Suspenders. And after that, I seen that the Lady Peter, they used to call him King Medicine Man after that. That's all I could remember.
Did the fathers used to talk to them?
Yeah. He used to talk to them. He was nice to them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the other thing I wanted to check on too is we were talking about earlier time about bear meat, how when you'd go out to the Cayu in the fall and the men would go hunting. Were there some people who couldn't eat bear meat, weren't supposed to?
Well, those women that become a woman, young girls, they never eat it.
Mm-hmm. Were you the same way?
Fresh things, they never used to eat. Fresh things. Mm-hmm. Like fresh, and fresh of every little thing, animals. We never used to eat it fresh. It's got to be about 5 or 6 days old. That's what we tend to eat it. Not boiled ones, too. They say if we eat boiled things, our face would get hunkered up right away.
So how would that have to be cooked?
In the oven, bake it. Them olden days, they cook it to the campfire. That way it's not, it's kind of dry. Only that way, those things we used to eat.
Mm-hmm. So how old would a woman have to be before she could eat bear meat?
First child.
Her first child?
Mm-hmm.
What about women from places like Inoko, other places? Were they the same way?
I don't know about those places because we didn't go there We didn't, because earlier in the year, I told you about this, but there was snow. I seen on the old house just around the street where the village used to be, where what I used to hear so much about, only houses in a row around the bend.
What was the name of that place? The native name of that place?
That's where the gold rush days went through. They say it used to be a big village. They used to call it Discarcat. That's the native name.
So not even one person was living there?
Not.
Where did
they all move out to the Hulgachak. That's in the sluice someplace. That goes around like this down to Holy Cross. It goes in some place down below Eagle Island.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and something else I was thinking about was you mentioned several times how much things have changed from when you were young. And I was wondering what kinds of modern things you especially like. What things you have today that you never had when you were young?
Well, those things we used to like more was to go out to camps and eat what we want. We could enjoy, go to the camps, have fish net in, but nowadays they can't do it. I can't do it now, you know, I'm helpless now. That's what we used to enjoy more. Traveling was the best for us some days. Nowadays we can. This young generation, they don't know nothing about what I'm talking about. So I was thinking, what's the use to? So I try to tell my grandchildren, but they ignore me. They don't want to listen. So I just think to myself, it's no use to talk for nothing.
Except sometime they might think about it later, you know, remember.
But none of them understand our language. See, that's why it's hard for us. For me, I'm the oldest in this town, and even the parents don't know. These are some generations. Parents, they don't know how to talk Indian.
Is it easier for you to tell stories in Indian? Do you think it's different?
But I'm absent-minded. All my memory is gone. Half of it is gone. I'm worse. I'm having hard time to, because you asked me, that's how come I remember some things.
When you're with your old friend, say somebody like Madeline or someone like that, you talk about the old things? Do you remember then?
Yeah, we used to chat a little when we're together. Talk about long time when we get together. That's my best friend.
Did you ever used to go out together camping out with Madeline? You ever do that?
They're up Kirkuk River, always in Mikayu.
So she never came to visit you here, or you never went there?
Yeah, well, to Kirkuk I used to visit her. I never been up Kirkuk River. I never did. She used to come to visit me too. We used to go to Cayu a couple of times together in summer, though, for berries.
Well, I was wondering, all these modern things they have now, stoves and TVs, you know, snow machines, all those things. Did you ever, you think anybody ever imagined those things when you were young?
No, no. Not a child. My, if the old people living nowadays, they'll be scared to this. They'll be scared to see this.
This is,
yeah. They'll be scared of what they'll say. Hotani, that's some kind of spirit that would go against our life. They'll say that. They'll say that. See, I'm surprised to see those things. Close the door. Close the door, good.
So what did you think the first time you saw a TV?
I was sure, kind of. I just thought of the old people that saw. And even nowadays I think of them. I wonder what they'll do. I was wondering what they'll do. But I know that's what they'll say. Yeah, they'll be scared. And they wouldn't even have it on, I bet. The old, old people that I see. They're scared to death.
Well, have you gotten used to TV?
Hmm?
Have you gotten used to having TV?
Used to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like having it now?
Yeah, I'm glad to have it now, as in condition I am, you know. Alone, I'm lonesome, and I like it now. Sure that my friend should keep company with me. Now that I'm alone now, nobody with me except my grandson.
What do you think of some of those TV shows on there from other places?
I like radio too. Radio is good too. I got one from Anchorage last this fall, but my daughter took it up. Because that's all we had before the TVs, is radio. And we were used to it. And now I like to have it. Instead of TV, to start hearing music sometimes, it plays old songs from TVs, I mean radios. That's why I got one, but I give it to my daughter, because they're up there alone. They tell me, that's the best radio we ever had. How do you find out that kind of radio? Well, when I was out there, they told me that it's good radios that goes long distance, play long distance, London, Japanese, and Chinese. They said they hear all those places. That's why I bought it, I told them. But without taking it out of the case, she took it and went to Cairo. But I let her have it because she's only one that is the baby.
Well, you're talking about those old songs. I remember you told me about the first time you ever danced. Well, did you get used to dancing after that? Did you do more dancing?
Yeah, I got used. I wanted to dance because I was just like I got loose. After I get, so I want to dance, I want to go any place where there's fun with my husband. We didn't go no place when we were single, can't do it, we're pretty strict.
So what kind of dance did you do?
Huh?
What kind of dances would you do?
Square dance mostly, waltz, two-step kick, hesitation waltz, and ginger ale. That's what we used to dance. Nowadays, nothing. We don't see none of that kind. I like to watch them dances like that, but nobody's done dance that way nowadays.
Who would make music?
Well, the man that I showed you, that was Wiley and Claire, I remember that time. They used to play accordions, the olden days.
Who played the accordion?
I know, I seen Little Johnny. He used to play accordion. Good. Little Johnny Masuk, they used to call him. And some other people too I seen when I was little. Dog! Here! Close the door!
Well, what's the best dance you can think of, you remember?
Square dance.
Well, sometime when you went, like what year and where did you go? That was really a fun
dance. Well, the first year I danced was the night I got married, 1911. From then I start to go, I want to go. Because I got a husband now, so I just like, I turned loose like.
Well, was Nulato the best place for dances?
Yeah. Go up to Koyukuk. When there were races in Ruby, we used to go to Ruby too. Kaltag too. That's far as we used to have to go anyway.
So where were the dances in Ruby you would go?
They were all there in 1913-12.
Lots of people traveling then?
Lots of people there. Well, that was Gold Rush days in Ruby.
Well, when you would travel to go to dances, did you have other people from Nulato going? Other friends traveling to?
Yeah. That afford to go, you know.
So would people go together?
Yeah.
So is it just like having a party on the way?
Yeah, we used to. In places we used to stop. In villages, and we used to stop a night there.
So is that the way people used to get to know each other?
Mm-hmm. That's the way we used to know each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, how was traveling then different from traveling now?
With the dog teams and boats, that's all. We used to travel in winter time with the dog teams and in summer time in a boat. No, in boats and boat. That time, just rowing. In the boats, pulling boats. Nowadays, there's nothing to it. We go to Cayo in a couple of hours and go to Cayo one day round trip. Where it took us 3 nights to go up sometime in summertime. But in winter time, we used to come only one day. It took us one day because it's poured like. But we have to start in the morning, 3 o'clock. We get up, start to move around, putting the kids in the sled. Finally, we start around 6. Still, it's dark, but we gotta have lantern to take us away from the camp.
Well, what year did you start staying in Nulato wintertime, too, all the way through?
Well, from just time I go to school, I start to stay in Nulato in wintertime. But we have to go out, as I told you, we have to go out in the fall and spring. We didn't stay here year-round. Some people did, but not us.
Mm-hmm. After you got married, did you ever stay year-round?
No.
Never did?
Never. Just the same way as my parents did, because we have to be with my parents all the time. time to time.
What about when you had children? Did they have to go come into school?
Yeah, they go to school, but we have to take them out, as these old people used to do.
So it was just like when you went to...
Since I have to... When I start to raise my grandson, Melvin, that's the time I stay in town, mostly on Sunday. And after he go to high school, we went out, me and my second husband, Frank Joe. Before that, I used to take all the kids out as I raised them. In fall and in spring.
Well, did you ever have any of your other children out on the trap line?
No, I didn't go trap line with my kids so far. I stayed in the cabin with them this long. In our cabin out where we used to go for trap.
So did you ever have your own trap line or just your husband?
Well, in Cayo. That's why we went down to Eagle Island. That was the best place where there's not much people to bother, like, to be in the way, like.
Well, if you were to think of something you really want your grandchildren or your children to know about, what would be the, you think, the most important stories to tell them?
Well, the way we were raised, but they don't want to be that way. They want to be only the new way. I wish them to be like the way I raised, but nobody don't want to listen. They just ignore. Well, they don't like to listen.
Well, what kind of things would you want them to?
I want them to learn how to put on my side, sew and fish net. That's the main thing we used to do, and snares and trapping too, but we women didn't keep trapping like the men. Whenever we get a chance, like going to snares, we see tracks and we set traps. In Cayo is the best place used to be for us, because we go around from the house.
You know any young people at all who live the way you grew up?
Nobody nowadays, since the government school is put here. Before that, we used to have the sister school missions. That's the time they used to go out. Since this time, nobody gone out. Even some people, some men, they know how, but they cannot go on account of the kids. They're just stuck in town on account of the kids, the school. You see those people, that big boy there, that's supposed to go out and learn how to hunt and do things, make something like snowshoes, sled, and fish trap. He don't know nothing. And they're learning something, making carpenter stuff, but it's not like the way we used to live.
Who still makes snowshoes here? Anybody?
Nobody, hardly now. There's one man I know now making snowshoes.
Who's that?
That's Dennis Silas. But it's hard to get him. He said, I've been asking him for 2 years. He never did.
You want to drink that? Well, what is your favorite thing to do now?
Me? Nothing. I can do nothing no more. I cannot sew. I try to sew but or knit, but I can't do nothing. I used to make things. Look at all the sewing I did, those pictures. I was interested to do with them days. I couldn't keep still till I finished. I just wanted to finish it. And when I finish it, I feel relaxed and happy that I did it. Now, I can't do nothing. I'm nearsighted. Gee.
So how did you learn how to sew?
Well, I used to see Mama making things. She used to be a good sewer. She was at Holy Cross and she learned how to sew at Holy Cross too from the old people at Holy Cross. And there were some women, the girls used to come to up from Holy Cross, and they used to stay with the sisters here. And a couple of times I used to be with them as I was growing. And then I see them how they sew. That's how come I just pick up from here and there like. That's how I learned how to sew.
You remember any things that you made when you were real young that you made mistakes on? You had to sew over?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've done my best to not to make mistakes in this. Now, this I rip. But now I can do nothing now. I gotta have glasses maybe. Then I'll do little sewing, not fancy sewing no more. I've done a bit work this winter too, but for my son's birthday, Harold. I made him a pair of beaded moccasins for his birthday, what I used to make them when they were young. I bet he's just happy. I never see him yet. Maybe I'll see them between Christmas and New Year, spend that time with them. He wants me to come on Thanksgiving Day, but I didn't, but you came, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Annie told them that you came, and she says, it's all right. She says, that's good.
I just came in and went out when I was just...
On the knee is worse. I don't see how you came to ask that, but I'm doing my best.
Oh, you're doing really good.
Thank you.
I know. You know, you talked about how hard things have been since 42, and now that you're getting old. Sounds like it's not easy being an old person. Yeah?
Yeah, well, the way it comes, we just say it how it comes, getting weaker. Especially our eyes. The worst thing that put us back, like, and legs. I just feel like snaring rabbits yet, but I can't do this. Just like I'm doing it today, the way I did long time ago, make me think of it. I just remember everything what I did. It was so easy them days, right? Nothing to it, just me. That's what worries me more is the things that I done. I want to do it again, but I can't do it.
Well, what was nice about snaring rabbits? What did you like about
that? I sure enjoyed it. When we go to it and we see rabbits hanging down, gee, we feel, I don't know, we're really just happy, enjoying hanging down with the spring pole. I used to love to make snares out and make fence, and on the rabbit's trail, that's where we sit, the snares, make spring pole, and then when it rabbits goes in there, it just pull the snares, and then the rabbits got caught, and this thing just drop down at the end, and then the rabbit is hanging up.
So does that feel good to bring rabbits home?
Yeah, sure. Well, that's good things to eat, you know. That's mostly our food some days, olden days. Rabbit is mostly there because no moose, no beaver. See, nowadays it's all over that moose and beaver. People used to work so hard to try to catch muskrat in the spring.
Well, when did the first moose come around?
They never used to come around. People had to hunt over the Onoka River. Over the hill, they used to hunt for it. Take them about a month to get one or two moose. They haul it in.
So how many people would share that one or two moose?
Well, they try to share it to the people that goes in a bunch. About two or three or four families. Those that are able to go, they used to go with their husbands. Those that got kids, they didn't go with their husbands. Too many kids do that. Many kids to take care of.
Well, did people treat the old people different when you were young than they treat old people now?
Yeah, not.
They take care of them different when you were young?
Not too much, because people had hard times, you know. And they took care of themselves as much as they can, as, you know, as much as they were able to take care of themselves. They took care of themselves with their wives and all grandpas I've seen. Some of them like this.
Just bent over.
Yeah, and still they travel in a boat.
They would still hunt and...
Yeah, they travel around where they could make their living, you see, like in the springtime they go to Caillou. In the fall time, lots of people used to go to when I was still a kid. Some of them die in Caillou, and they bring the bodies in. I used to see it when I was still a kid.
Well, what would happen to an old person when you were young if they couldn't get around or couldn't take care of themselves anymore?
They get sick and die.
Would other people take care of them?
Sometimes they bury them where they die, around there. In Cairo, there's lots of places, there's graves too. But they kind of bring them, you know.
Do people know, do they know where those graves are at?
I know where the main grave used to be, is at the fort in Cairo. At the fort, that the other sea that comes out to the Yukon River down to the, they call that 22 miles. Below Caltech. The slough goes in between here and Cairo, and then it goes around that way and comes out below, way below Caltech. Lots of graves around. It's about time for you to go now.
Okay, we're gonna get the Indian name of Frank Joe's sister.
Frank Joe's sister. I don't know her English name, but I know only her native name, Nisha.
And that'll be for the family tree.